I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I looked at the AFC North standings today. I said I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, you're doing the standings thing, huh?
I looked at the standings today.
Greg has to go.
I try not to. Ravens are sitting at 7-4. The Bengals are sitting at 7-4.
Yeah.
And the Browns are sitting at 4-7. And the Steelers, who won last night, are also sitting at 4-7.
Yeah.
And the Browns are on top of the Bengals for third because they beat the Steelers.
Here's something. Should we even consider this? Do you think of the Pittsburgh Steelers at all as a playoff team?
No, not at all. Yeah, after watching last night.
And they're tied with the Browns.
Yeah, no, I don't see them.
That might be reality check for us, but let's ignore that for a moment.
I mean, realistically, if you look at it like that, I think, you know, it's interesting to talk to Steelers fans because I have plenty of friends that are Steelers fans.
Oh, how nice.
And they're just realistic. They're like, you know, we're a good franchise. We know we're going to rebound, and we're not going to be down for very long. As soon as we find our quarterback, we'll be good. And it's just it's weird to hear that calming sense from a team that's struggling compared to us that run around like our hair's on fire all the time.
There was one line in there that if we turn it to Cleveland, might make you think a little bit.
Okay.
Once we find our quarterback, we'll be good.
Yeah, that's true, too. We're
that
used to that.
That can be a 23-year search.
Funny, as Tropical Storm said to me yesterday, he goes, Dad, did you notice that all the teams that were bad a couple years ago are really good right now?
Yeah. You know, it's in a – just as they throw it in for 10 seconds, it's amazing how many really good young quarterbacks there are now in the NFL.
It's also amazing to see the older quarterbacks seem like they're riding off into the sunset.
Yeah.
This weekend felt like that.
Matt Ryan last night.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is half dead, it seems.
That means he's half alive if you were an optimist.
Exactly.
If you were ever.
And half of Russell Wilson isn't enough to win games, apparently.
So, you sit here and you know Deshaun Watson's going to be your starting quarterback on Sunday.
Yep.
Press conference, what are we thinking? Press conference with him is tomorrow. Right? Quarterbacks, starting quarterback.
Could that last 3 hours?
How is that going to go?
I don't know, man.
How many questions will be about football? How many questions will be about the off-the-field stuff?
You know, I'm so ready just to see this guy with football. We all know all the off-the-field stuff. We talked about it for months. We had to deal with it for months here on our show and every other show and blah, 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 blah. And he had to deal with it. And why did he have to deal with it? Because he put himself in bad situations. And I am really ready just to talk about him as a football player because everything that he had to do apparently has been done to satisfy the NFL, to satisfy civil suits, except for maybe however many new ones have popped up there. And now he's a quarterback, and I'm anxious to see it.
Jeff, will there be a reporter at the press conference tomorrow? This is so inside baseball.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this?
No, but whatever it is, will there be a reporter that... Oh, yeah, they're going to do everything.
There'll be a reporter tomorrow that's like going to try to make their career and go viral. They'll ask some question.
Without question.
Yeah, it has not. And again, it has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson and maybe not even the story itself.
And that reporter could be in Cleveland for the first time in their lives and could be in an NFL facility for the first time in their lives.
Yeah, it's more about the reporter's ego and like, oh, I got to make a name for myself. I'm going to go viral. I'm going to ask this question. Right? How many times have we seen that? And it's about going back, and then you go back to that, and they're like, oh, that was such a great question. We got to leave your question on the air. And, like, anybody who covers a team on a regular basis is like, really? Do you care about the story?
Yeah.
No, it's about you wanting – so just be prepared. Be prepared. We're giving you a little inside baseball and how that stuff works. Or inside football in this situation.
Case.
Yeah. What are your expectations of the season now? I mean, we had a couple phone calls yesterday that said he's here. We've mortgaged the future for him. this team better be 6-0 down the stretch. I think that is so unrealistic.
Yeah, ridiculous. I do too. And why? Because we've seen a defense that's been inconsistent as all, you know what? That's it more than anything to me.
Well, the other problem is that the other teams don't want to lose.
Yeah.
You know, this is funny enough, thing about you play another team. It's weird. Like,
oddly enough,
the Texans are actually, as bad as you think as they may be, they actually show up for the game and try to win. And by the way, it's really good for, well, is it good for them to win? Let's be honest about it, because they have our draft pick. Their draft pick's sitting pretty good right now, too. I don't know. It's kind of a draw for them, right? For the Texans? It doesn't matter if they win or lose. They're going to have two high draft picks.
Want to make sure that they're, let's put it this way. Though there may be folks in the city of Houston in the organization that would like to get a win, how many of those guys are left over from Deshaun's days? They've had such turnover and they're not very good.
Bob is in Cleveland. Bob, what are your expectations for Deshaun?
Hello, Bob.
I've really not watched Deshaun Watson before when he was a Texan, because I'm a Browns fan, and that's like the only only football team that I like and I really pay attention to.
Okay.
Now, Deshaun Watson, I'm open-minded to say how good or bad he's going to be, because he hasn't even played in 2 years. The other thing is we also have Coach Stefanski. We are looking at football in a common-sense way. Coach Stefanski doesn't coach like that in a common sense way. He coaches we see the games every week and we know what our record is. So it's not like I expect the team to be any better than they are now, because if I listen to the radio station before, I never saw Brissett play. All y'all said was he was terrible. He was garbage. He's nothing. He's going to be the worst thing ever. And
let me correct you, Bob. Some of us said he was competent.
Competent, but not as good as Baker Mayfield, which is now sitting the bench. But the thing is, I have the solution for the Browns and for Ohio State.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Both. I want to hear your Ohio State solution. Keep going.
What the Browns need to do is go get the coach Harbaugh from Michigan. And then we don't have to worry about anything else. Everything is solved.
Okay.
Okay.
So that kills two birds with one stone. Is that what you're saying?
Kills two birds and one stone. We get a good coach, and then Ohio State should be able to beat Michigan.
Didn't we have him at one point that he was coming, and at the last second it turned?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that ship may have sailed already.
We need to go back into that, because what the Browns need is a coach that's done it before, not an assistant coach that is trying to be a head coach. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll listen to what you're saying, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate your phone call.
Right.
Appreciate it. I respect her, Bob. If he came here, I'd be happy to open up a khaki pants store, and I'd make a lot of money.
Can we end the whole thought that Jacoby Brissett has been outstanding?
He's been good.
He's been solid. He's been competent. I thought he did a nice job.
Yeah.
But to put him on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks is just blind. That's not it's a blind thought.
Better or worse than Brian Hoyer? Before all the Hoyer stuff went south.
I was going to say, if you're building a Mount Rushmore since 99.
He's of quarterbacks?
There. Yeah, he's on there of quarterbacks since 99.
Well, but
is he?
Why should we set the bar so low?
It's what
when
you
Brian,
know.
Well, wait a minute. When Brian had it going, he was better than Jacoby Brissett. The numbers tell you that, because I'll say this number. What were they? 7-4?
I'll never forget the pay the man Thursday
seven
nighter.
7-4.
Is Baker Mayfield on there then?
Yeah, in the playoff year.
Yeah. Is he or isn't he?
Baker was better in the playoff year than Jacoby.
Yes or no, Dan?
Baker was pretty good that year.
Yeah, but I think that's more of a reflection on where this franchise has been since 99.
Baker's problem was consistency, among other things.
Nick is in Chagrin Falls. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Good.
Wonderfully well.
So my thesis is I'm glad the Steelers won last night. It gives them the same record as the Browns, and now they, too, have long-distance hopes. And if the Steelers can play well, they play Baltimore in 2 weeks. We need for the Ravens to lose. So right now, temporarily, the Steelers are our friends.
Is it a weird feeling?
The Steelers
and if you look
are
at our next
friends.
If you look at our next three games, we play Houston, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. We can win those three. We're 7-7, and now we have a real chance.
I agree with you. We probably shouldn't talk about anything after week 17 unless they can go 3-0 the next three games. Fair? Is that fair?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nick, you know who else is our friend? The Utah Utes. Yes, they are. They're our friend.
Yes, they are.
Let's see if they can beat USC. Let's see what happens there. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Nick. Wow.
You know we need the – I was going through the tunnel. All right, he crawled through – never mind. Rel is in Cleveland. Hello, Rel.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hi,
what's
Rel.
Up, my man?
Hey, I just think it's very unrealistic, man, in my opinion, to expect Deshaun Watson to come and win us six football games. As great as that would be, I think that's very unrealistic. I have been listening to you guys, not you guys in specific, but I do listen to the entire station all day. And
thanks.
I've heard one of you guys' coworkers say that they expect him to win every single game. And to me, if you say that, you're either two things. You haven't been paying attention to how the Browns have been playing up until now, because guess what? They've had above average quarterback play, and they can only pull out four wins. That's the first thing. And then I'm watching for the narratives to be created, the talk to be created about, oh, look at him. He's messing up. He's not this. He's not that. Look at the dumb Browns. They spent all this money on this guy. And I'm telling you, it's coming. All I need for Deshaun Watson to be is Deshaun Watson. And I will say what, like, the caller before said, I didn't watch much of Deshaun when he was in Houston, but I have heard that the guy is a pretty good quarterback. So I just like to see, like, keep my fingers crossed for the future. Hope to see that he still has it. Hope to still see that he is as good as people have said he is. And that's all I can hope for as a Browns fan.
Now, Rel, I want you to listen to me on this one, okay? Because I'm telling you something. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
You're right. I think you're right, Rel. I think you're I agree with what you're saying. The narrative is going to change.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. No one's going to sit here and go, well, why aren't they – I don't understand. They weren't 6-0. And then you have to take into consideration he has not played in 2 years.
He hasn't played in 2 years. He's going to be super rusty. Let's just hope that we can – when we watch him on Sunday, we have something to say, look at each other as Browns fans and say, you know what, moving forward, we might have us something here. But until then, man, I can't expect this guy to go out and win us every single game. Thanks for the call.
Rel, friend of the show. Good job. What'd you think of that? I set him up. Did I set him up? Okay.
Oh, you did a nice job.
I think so. I'm feeling good about that. All right. So we're asking this question right now. What are your expectations of the rest of the season? What do you expect from Deshaun Watson? I have one phone line open right now. You can always hit us up on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. 216-578-0092. All right, what are your expectations for Deshaun Watson? Rashard's in Columbus. Hello, Rashard. Hello, Rashard.
Thank you, Rashard.
Oh, we tried. Oh! Rashard, call back. I have a line open for you. Dominic and Ken, I did not mean to hang up on you. Dominic, how are you? What's going on here? I think there's...
They're all running out to listen to the podcast.
No, I think Poobah's mad. I think Poobah's controlling the phones from his office. All right, let's try this one, see if this one happens. Roman in Canton. Hi, Roman.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Hey, good. All right, Roman. You let a call go through. Good. All right.
Doing all right. Yeah, I know. Went through. Actually, my first name's Dominic as well, so you could be talking to either one of us. So.
Very nice. Big weekend in Canton.
So why do you say your name's Roman when you call?
Middle name's Roman. First name's Dominic.
Cool.
My dad and grandpa were both Dominic as well, so.
I'm guessing your last name, if your name is Dominic Roman, your last name's not McGillicuddy.
No, it's not. It definitely has a vowel on the end of it.
Nice.
Roman, big weekend in Canton with state championships,
yeah.
Dude. Good luck to everybody in Stark County this weekend.
I know. I wish my alma mater was playing, but we haven't in 30 years, so oh well. I just wanted to, expectations on this team are kind of what they've been all season. I don't really have any. It's hard. You expected Jacoby to kind of just mosey through the season, and he actually did really well. You expected the defense to play really well, and they haven't, So my expectations for Deshaun are difficult when, all of my expectations have been thrown out the window,
Well, so backtrack for me here. So I thought you said you had no expectations, and so now you do have – you did or you didn't?
No. So, yeah, I told Meredith wrong. I don't really have an expectation. I just want to see what he looks like when he's rusty after 2 years.
Okay.
You know, and especially in our offense. I hope that we get the ball moving with Chubb. And, you know, Stefanski has this offense set for Deshaun, hopefully. So, who knows?
Sounds good. Roman, thank you. Appreciate your phone call.
Thank you, Roman.
Glad you're able to get through. All right, now let's go back to Columbus. 216-578-0092. Richard's in Columbus. Hi, Richard.
Grand rising, gentlemen. Thanks for getting me back on. Sorry about that.
No worries. So my big question is, did the sun rise on Sunday? Did people actually start moving on Sunday in Columbus? Everyone's okay? They realized the world didn't end with a loss on Saturday?
Well, only the people that had on Michigan gear, I saw them out and about on Sunday. I didn't see too many Buckeyes. I still haven't seen too many Buckeyes, actually, running around here. But it'll be all right. It'll be okay. Next year, it'll be okay.
Hey, it could still be this year. Utah Utes, baby.
Okay,
go Utes.
You're right. Utah Utes. Go Utes.
Go Utes.
I'm with you on that.
All right.
as far as this Deshaun Watson thing, man, like everybody keeps talking about rust and rust and rust. It's not like the guy's just going to come out there on Sunday and hasn't thrown a football. He's been throwing the football. The only thing that I see that he's going to have to catch back up on is timing with his receivers and maybe the speed of the game a little bit. But it's not like you forget how to throw, read a defense, run. You know, like, I think Deshaun's going to be fine. I think Stefanski will kind of ease him back in a little bit. We have a great running game. As far as how many games they're going to win, I'm not sure. To me, that depends more so on the defense than the offense. But I'll say at least 4-2. No worse than 4-2 at the end.
4-2. All right, Richard. Thank you. I do think
that's fair, more than fair. Yeah.
Thank you for the phone call. Jeff, I think the rust factor, too, comes from his very brief outing during the preseason where he was in sync.
Well, but did they even bother to call anything that was worthwhile? And I'm not putting any.
And he had a couple drop passes in there.
I'm not even thinking anything about that preseason stuff. To me, it's completely irrelevant, to be honest. And I'm with Richard. I think the rust is overrated. It's not like, you know, it's not like you're playing, you know, trombone and you haven't picked up an instrument in 2 years. Do you know what I mean?
No, he hasn't been hit in 2 years. He hasn't felt the full force of another team wanting to come after him.
Well, good. That means he's healthy.
All right. I'll look at it. If you want to be optimistic about it, I can buy what you're selling. I just don't. You can't replicate game day.
No, and there's some factor there, Andy. I just think it's being overrated.
And let's be honest, that's part of the problem with the game. Like, why do you think? I mean, tackling is horrendous now compared to the way it used to be. Why? Because they just don't practice it anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, you're
really
limited
true.
In pads. You're limited in guys used to crush each other. I had this exact conversation with Jamal the other day, and he was just saying these guys have it so different than they did. When he used to practice, when guys would come at you full speed during practice. And I just don't remember a lot of guys getting hurt during practice. Do you, Jeff? I'm just trying to think back like, oh, that guy suffered a career-ending injury in practice.
Well, Charles Bentley, but it wasn't.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That was preseason. No, you're right. That's probably the last.
Training camp. Yep.
Wasn't that the last major one you can think of? It just feels like the rules have changed and, you know, the two-a-days aren't what they used to be. Or the three-a-days or the five-a-days that they used to have. I mean, those guys, I mean, it was ridiculous. And compared to the money they were making, compared to where we are now, it's really ridiculous. So,
yes.
I don't know. I find it interesting. Our man Bear is in Mogador. Hey, Bear.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, shout out to the
Wildcats.
Mike, isn't it? Mike? Yeah, okay.
Mike,
shout out.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, right? Timing is everything, right? And you can't practice that. You can't get that down until you're in a game. Think of somebody that's played in a few.
There you go.
Right? And it's timing is everything, especially for the quarterback, right? So if you can interrupt his timing during a game, you can screw him up. So it's going to take a couple of games maybe, but I think he's a very powerful athlete, and he's kept himself in good shape, right? And he's had a lot to think about, right, for 2 years. So let's hopefully it was all good and positive things he thought about. Not how bad he could screw up. So I'm just waiting and go Utes, right?
Go Utes. There you go, Bear. You're in it.
Go Utes. We need them to win, right?
We are all about the Utes right now. This is Ute territory. Ute Nation. It's us.
Yeah. Remember that movie, My Cousin Vinny?
Of course we remember My Cousin.
You were good in that, Bear.
Utes.
All right. Thank you, Bear. Appreciate you.
We love you guys. We'll be calling in tomorrow.
Thanks, Bear.
Right, sounds good.
Have a good one. Yeah, bye.
Bye. Bear's got us on speed dial. Bear played the game. Bear gives shout-outs to everybody in Mogador.
Bear was in my cousin Vinny.
I love it. How could you not love it? Ah, go Utes. Come on. Right? I want Utah to win so bad just because it's going to aggravate the whole world if Ohio State. Well, we'll find out tonight. I know we're going to talk college football a little bit later. But I want Utah to win so bad so it confuses so many people. And I can read about all these angry people at the national level. So, oh, they don't belong there. Nah, nah, nah. Yeah, well, TV ratings and money still drive a game of greed that is known as college football. So you want to not like Ohio State if they end up getting back in this thing? I would love to see an Ohio State-Michigan final. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm very realistic about what the deal is. They don't deserve to be there. I'll be the first to tell you that. But if for some reason they sneak back in, Michael's in Bedford. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Hello, how Michael. Are you?
I'm all right. So I was just looking at the scheme of things, and I feel like I want more than just a five-year run. I'm hoping – I like Stefanski. I think he deserves a longer chance. I like we're guilty of firing Bill Belichick.
Nope, we didn't. Well, Art Modell fired him. He was already in Baltimore. We are not guilty of that. Nope.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Thank
but
you.
We scream for people's jobs too much.
True.
And I just feel like what we have going on right now is a recipe for greatness if we give it a chance. You know what I'm saying? So I'm great with Deshaun, but the fact of the matter is Stefanski might be our coach much longer than Deshaun plays for us.
If things go well, Michael, you're correct. Yeah. Thank you. Michael and Bedford checking in. We appreciate the phone call. 216-578-0092. Mary Kay Cabot next, Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.